I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with South Carolina Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. An increasing number of graduate-level nursing students in the U.S. are pursuing their advanced degree through online education. To talk about the changing landscape for graduate programs in nursing is Dr. Gail Stewart, Dean and tenured Distinguished University Professor in the College of Nursing at MUSC. Dr. Stewart, what are the advantages of online education for nurses that seem to be attracting more and more students?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question because it really gets back to anytime, anywhere learning. So for graduate education for nurses, these are nurses who already have their license. They are working at hospitals or clinics in their local communities. So they have employment. They also are embedded in a community, a church, family members. And so these are nurses who would not be able to pick up and relocate in order to continue their education.
And what degrees are they getting? What are the graduate degrees?
So at the medical university, we offer a DNP, or Doctor of Nursing Practice, and a PhD in nursing, which is a research degree. So the beauty of online education is nurses can stay in their communities. They can go on the computer when they get home from work or on a Sunday morning, and they can do their coursework, and they're not bound to a routine.
And what does this actually look like day to day for these graduate level nursing students? Is there a class that they're watching on their computer? I mean, what is really going on here?
So it's really quite an exciting form of learning. It's not like what we used to call a sage on the stage where people sit in an auditorium. Instead, it's very interactive. It's problem-based learning. There's lots of interaction with the other students online as well as faculty. We use video clips. We use podcasts. It's quite a variety and it's very stimulating. The students love it. The beauty of online learning, I think, is that the nurses then stay in their communities. So, you know, we always hear about clinicians who are educated in the big cities and then they want to stay in the big cities. But instead, they live in their communities and they stay there upon graduation. So we are educating a better nursing workforce throughout South Carolina.
The College of Nursing at MUSC was recently selected by U.S. News and World Report as the number one online graduate nursing program in the country. This is a pretty big honor. What went into that selection?
Well, we have been doing online education for almost a decade now, so we are certainly very experienced in this. But the criteria that U.S. News and World Report uses are important to the nurses who might be interested in applying to our program. So, for example, they look at your success rate or your graduation rate. How many of the nurses who start actually graduate? One of the most important factors we're evaluated on, and we ranked highest in the country, was on faculty engagement. So you might think if you're online learning, nobody's really interacting with you. But our faculty stay very engaged and very supported.
And what's happening next? Big changes coming?
Well, I think we'll see changes in many ways using technologies and how we teach and how we learn. But I think we're also going to see some new programs opening up. For example, here at MUSC, we are opening up an Executive Nurse Leadership and Innovation Program. We're also opening up a track for the psychiatric mental health nurse clinician. And so I think you're going to see an opportunity for new programs to come online based upon the needs in the community.
Dr. Stewart, thank you so much for providing this update about online education for nurses.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.